The Juneau Fire Department details their night responding to the severe weather and multiple tornadoes that hit the area last week, Thursday. Kevin Haugen has more.
Well, two twisters touched down in and around the city. One was an EF2 that traveled 9.2 miles. The other was an EF1 that touched down near the Dodge County Airport. The National Weather Service issued a tornado warning for Dodge County at 5:27 p.m. Juneau Fire Chief Ed Weiss says within 30 seconds, tornado sirens were sounding, and as a protocol, the department sent two crews to predetermined locations to act as weather spotters. At 5:51, the county's dispatch center notified the agency of a possible tornado hitting a house at W6499. Hillcrest Road. When crews arrived, the house was still standing and the occupants evacuated to a neighbor's home. Well, dispatch then reported that the Trailview adult family home was hit by a twister. Upon arrival, firefighters found the building's roof was off and that the three residents had safely evacuated. At 6:14, a Juneau Fire was notified that a roof had collapsed at 497 North Main and a person was trapped. First responders initially had issues getting to the home due to downed trees and power lines. A Horicon firefighter and a sheriff's deputy were able to get the person out of the house, and the individual was taken to a local hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Meanwhile, crews responded to a gas leak at 491 North Main, which was quickly isolated. Juneau Fire also assisted with the city's utilities department until around 10 p.m. All units eventually returned to the station around 11. Chief Weiss says the events of that day show the importance of having a battery-powered weather radio and a backup power bank to charge cell phones. And I'm Kevin Haugen reporting for 95.3 WBEV.
A man convicted of one of South Central Wisconsin's most notorious murders has died in prison. Terry Bell has the details.
David Call was sentenced to life in prison in 2022 for killing 21-year-old college student Brittany Zimmerman in her downtown Madison apartment in 2008. DNA evidence linked Call to the crime 10 years after the fact. Call and prosecutors eventually struck a plea deal. Online records show Call died at the Dodge Correctional Institution in Waupun on Tuesday. It's not known how he died. He was 59. For WBEV News, I'm Terry Bell.
A home was damaged by fire in the town of Columbus yesterday morning. The Columbus Fire Department was dispatched to W614 Fox Road around 9:37 a.m. All occupants made it out of the home, but a dog took in too much smoke and did not make it. The cause of the blaze is undetermined. One resident was treated at the scene and was released with no injuries. The house is unlivable at this time. The Jam by the Dam outdoor concert series has a new permanent home. Applied construction students at Beaver Dam High School are putting the finishing touches on a new band shell at Tahoe Park. Tech ed teacher Ross Damon says his students build a different community-based project every year.
Throughout the school year, we're doing a lot of things at school where they like build it and then have to tear it down. But this is just a project that the students can come back 20 years from now and they can tell their families, like, hey, I helped build this.
Damon says local building supply companies donated $10,000 worth of materials. Those that gave the ultimate sacrifice, along with current military members and veterans, will be honored during the annual Memorial Day ceremony in Beaver Dam on Monday. The service takes place at Veterans Memorial Park, located in Oakwood Cemetery on Highway 33, just east of Highway 151 at 10:15 a.m. Organizer Kurt Gruenwald encourages the public to attend.
Everybody realizes that showing that respect, you know, and showing that we remember our veterans, and not just our veterans, our deceased, but our veterans that are still here with us, okay, and their families and the sacrifices that they gave.
The service will include a reading of deceased veterans' names from this past year. Weather permitting, there will also be a flyover. The Beaver Dam High School and St. Catherine Drexel marching bands will be providing music for the memorial service. The program will also be live streamed on Daily Dodge TV. In case of inclement weather, the service will be moved to the Veterans Center located at 300 Beichel Avenue at 10:30 a.m. People in Dodge County are encouraged to honor departed veterans in a special way. All you need is a smartphone, some spare time, and a good pair of walking shoes. The Dodge County Veterans Services team is asking for volunteers to help map all 4,000 veterans' gravesites around Dodge County. It's part of an effort called the Patriot Project, which places flags and wreaths on veterans' graves on Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Volunteers help track where those graves are. More information, including instructions, can be found by contacting Dodge County Veterans Services. And finally, Wayland Academy is holding its commencement ceremony this weekend. The Coed College Preparatory School in Beaver Dam is honoring 52 students from 22 different countries. The commencement ceremony is tomorrow at 10 a.m. in Lindsay Auditorium. During the ceremony, awards will be presented for academic excellence, athletic achievement, and personal character. School officials say if you hear the victory bell ringing, feel free to cheer or honk your horn to join in the celebration. I'm Justin Wilski reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.